Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the next chapter, Blog Talk Radio Show for tonight. Today is Tuesday, November the 29th, 2016, and we'd like to welcome you in to our show this evening. We just came off our Thanksgiving holidays, and I'm sure that you all must have had a tummy full. Hopefully you get a chance to work off some of those pounds over the next week or two before the Christmas holidays start and you start to fill up again. I want to share you a little bit of information about our ministry first before we get started tonight. Our ministry is purpose is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions to be made in the first 3 years after the loss. The Next Chapter Widows Ministry was created just to help women recover from the loss of the most significant person in their lives, which is their husband. widows do not have any specific identity. They may be young or old, poor or wealthy, with or without children. The loss could have been expected or it could have been sudden. While there are many diverse situations, the common link is the marital relationship that was created, regardless of the number of years that you may have been married. The emotional distress of becoming a widow can be very overwhelming. When someone you have shared secrets with, made love with, laughed with, and even been angry with, when that person passes, that person is missed. They leave a void in many. Widows have sometimes many questions that must be answered. Here are a few of the questions that, as a widow, you may have. Who really understands what I am going through? Who can I talk to when I need someone to just care about me? Who can help me with all of the details, so many details? How do I cope with all of these new life decisions? These are just some of the challenging questions that have given birth to our ministry. If it's time to turn to the next chapter in your life, we are here to help you. God is the giver of life. He is also the one who takes it away. With the spiritual insight and the personal experience of our facilitators, feel assured that you are not alone. The Next Chapter Widows Ministry shows you love through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions that you may encounter, especially those first 3 years after the loss of your spouse. We will welcome you when you are ready. So we encourage you to tune in each Tuesday evening at 10 o'clock for 30 minutes of encouragement and inspiration. So I want to let you know that my name is Sheila Coley, and I'm standing in for our wonderful director, Mary Hollis, this evening. She's not feeling well, and so she's taking some time off to recover. And so I am going to have to step in those huge shoes and share with you some information on this evening. One of the things I really want to share with you this evening is I wanted to give you some statistics about widows. You know, I listen to the news many times, and, you know, I hear about, you know, people having passed in car accidents. Somebody may have even been killed through some type of criminal act. We have men that serve in our U.S. Armed Forces that may have died in the line of duty. And so there's many reasons why people pass away. They could have had an illness. But every time one of those married men pass away, they leave their wife behind. So there is a new widow. Did you know that there are 13.6 million widows in the United States? That's a lot of widows. And so when I think about all of the many people that serve in our military forces, in our law enforcement, our firefighters, people who serve in high-risk positions, their wives stand a greater chance of becoming a widow. So when we think about the many, many widows, and I think about what our verse is, our Bible verse is, which is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 3, God tells us that we should take care of those widows, and we should honor them. And so that's what the Next Chapter Widows Ministry seeks to do. And when I think about how special the Next Chapter is, we service widows in this country. But when you think about the amount of widows worldwide, you know, all of the natural disasters that we have had, all of the many illnesses that occur in other countries, when we look at the amount of widows that we service worldwide, that is certainly develops, that gives way to the need that our ministry has. And we have something called Surviving the Holidays that we do, because during this time of year, it gets very difficult. We just had Thanksgiving, and during the holidays, you look at that chair over there where your husband used to sit, and that may still sadden you. Maybe he was the one who used to carve the turkey, or there was a special dish he used to make. Well, maybe he was the one who just sat on the couch and was wondering what time dinner was going to be served. So as we approach the Christmas holidays, that's another time that we often struggle with. Suicide rates are considered very high during this time of year. Not only that, depression goes up very high because those people that we love is no longer here, and because we miss them so very much, we can suffer from strong anxieties or sadness. And so we like to offer activities throughout the holidays to kind of help you with that period of grief in your lifetime. There's a great program called Grief Share, and our director, Mary Hollis, does an excellent job at leading grief share groups. Her church, the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church inside of Atlanta, they do an excellent job at working with not only just widows, but everyone who has experienced the loss during a holiday. So if you're in the Atlanta area and you want to participate in any of these activities, I'm going to give you the information at the end of our broadcast where you can connect with her or any of those activities. And maybe it's not you. Maybe it's somebody that you know that will benefit greatly from these services that we provide. What's really exciting is that we've just released our recent book. It's called A Widow's Touch. And it's a story. It's a book that has true stories of encouragement and healing. And if you have a pencil, I want you to write the title down. It's called A Widow's Touch. And Mary Hollis and members of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry have all shared great stories in that book. And so you can ask yourself, what are some of my challenges as a widow? I am sure that if you would read the book, you will find one of the over 25 widows that have written stories in here. You will find yourself in one of those stories. Let's say you're not a widow. Well, you will find yourself in one of the stories where the widow shared about a sister or a child or a parent or a church member. I want to just share with you just a couple of the titles of some of the ladies' stories to give you some idea that we do cover all types of situations. First of all, you know, I'm going to share the title of the story I've written. I've helped with the widows group since its inception, and I struggle with putting a story in the book because I'm not even a widow. And I was thinking, what could I possibly contribute to a book that's for widows by widows? And the title of my story is, What Am I Doing with Widows? And that may be your case if you're not a widow. Just think about it. You're not a widow, but your mom may be a widow, or your sister may be a widow, your girlfriend may be a widow, a neighbor, a coworker. So this book is excellent, an excellent read for you because it'll help you know how to interact, how to share, how to talk with your loved one that is a widow. And so I tell a story about my personal experience with the widows. I've had the experience, my mom as a widow, my father passed away, it's been 12 years now, but he passed away, and so I found that the information that I've learned about grieving very helpful in supporting my mom through her years of grieving. Another story I thought would be very wonderful is God Prepared Me for the Storm. Well, that's by our director, Mary Hollis, and so she talks about not only just being a widow, but she talked about even before she became a widow, how God was preparing her, and she didn't even know it. And so you never have to be discouraged because God is always going to take care of you. In every situation, no matter how bad it seems, he's going to take care of you. That's what he promised that he would do. And so Mary tells all of these many different ways that she can look back and see where God was preparing her and her two small children at the time that her husband passed away. Here's a couple more topics that you might find yourself in. A widow's first 6 months. So right after, you know, your husband passes away, there are so many decisions, so many things to do, so many things to think about, things that you didn't even necessarily know to think about. And so we talk about that a little bit, too. Here's one of my favorite titles here, Taking His Clothes Out of the Closet. How many times have you looked in the closet and looked at your husband's clothes and thought, should I take them out? Should I not take them out? If you have someone that says, you know, it's time to get rid of his clothes, or someone else that say, I just think you got rid of his clothes way too soon. And so we have one of our writers who talks about just that topic there. So maybe that's a story that fits just for you. Here's another one. I felt his spirit in the room. Your husband has passed away. You went to the cemetery. You watched them bury him, and now you're back home, but you still feel his presence. Some of your friends may think, oh, she's probably gone a little cuckoo. But if you read this writer's story, you may find yourself, there's someone just like me out there. Another story is called I Couldn't Face the Real World. Well, many times a widow, it's hard to get up and face the world again. It's hard to go back to life as it was because life would never be like it was. So how do you get up and keep moving? Another one is called I Was Forced to Take Charge. Not because you wanted to, but because you had to. Maybe your husband always paid the bills. Maybe he made sure that the car was serviced. Was he the one who cut the grass? Now he's gone. Who's going to cut your grass? So this particular writer, she says she was just forced to. She didn't have a choice, and that was very difficult. And so here's another story that you may find that is good. It says, my traveling buddy is gone. Maybe you just love to travel, weekend trips, bus trips, cruises. Maybe you just jump on a plane and go visit family members, friends, church activities with the church. Well, this particular writer, her and her husband used to just go everywhere together. But now he's gone. She's like, oh, no. What a lonely feeling it is to get on that bus or get on that plane and that seat set next to you is now empty. Well, let's just think about that writer may have a story that you can relate to. And so there's many, many, many stories in this book that you will find inspiring, encouraging, maybe even a little informational. So your question I know is, how do I get a copy of this book? Well, one of the ways you can get a copy of the book is that you can come to one of our events, and if you keep track of our Facebook page will always let you know of our upcoming events, and you can check us out on facebook.com/thenextchapter. And as a matter of fact, we just encourage you to go ahead and like our page and keep informed as to what our activities are, what's going on. We have a great photo library, so you can just check out some of the many things that we do during the course of the year. And we would just so much appreciate you liking us. Now, that's one way. The other way is that you can email us or you can call us. If you want to email us, the email address is TNC, which stands for The Next Chapter, T as in Tom, N as in Nancy, C as in Charlie, Widows, WIDOWS, @gmail.com. So you can kind of shoot us an email and say, hey, we'd like to have a copy of your book, and we can certainly send you all the details for that. You can certainly give us a call. We'd be glad to take your call where we can submit your book to you by mail. If you'd like to give us a call, you can call us at area code 347-850-8413. Or you can send us a or you can go to Amazon.com, and that's probably a real quick way. You can just go right online, www.amazon.com, and in that search box, put in a Widow's Touch. Books will be available to you on that way. So we want to make sure you get yourself a copy and get a couple extra copies for the holidays. They certainly make great gifts. And it's another way of saying, hey, I really care. Here's a story, a book of stories that will certainly encourage you and do yourself much good. Now, for the people who are part of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, we know we celebrate every year the holidays. We celebrate, we have a Christmas party. We do shoe boxes. We pack shoe boxes to give them to single parents and their children over the holidays. So we want to make sure that you remember to get your shoe boxes, pack them up with some great toiletries. Make sure you label them so if it's for a child so we know whether it's a boy or girl. So we don't want to give a boy or girl's box and vice versa. So we want you to take care of that. So far, I believe we are still going to be meeting on December 17th, if there's any change to that. Stay tuned next week. Mary will certainly give us an update on that as to the location where we'll be meeting and what we will be doing. So December 17th, we'll have our holiday Christmas party. We will be doing a Surviving the Holidays. So you're supposed to use the information I provided for you so that you can get details on that. So we're always excited about what we're doing here at the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. A couple of things I did want to share with you before we run out of time this evening is there's a passage of scripture I want to share with you, and it's taken out of one of my books that I really like, but it's called Truthfully Assessing Your Situation. Here's the passage of the text, the title of the text that I'm going to be sharing just a few minutes with you. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. And this is what it reads. It says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended or sisters, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of a high calling of God in Christ Jesus." And it says, I want to say it again. He says, and Paul is doing the talking here. He says, I forget those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. And so we are called the next chapter because we are turning the pages, as painful as it may be. Sometimes we have to turn that page and see what else God has for us. And Paul says that he reaches. You know, there are some things that have occurred in your past, good and bad, but that's in your past. So Paul has said, I'm going to turn that page. I'm going to move to the next chapter, and I'm going to extend my arms far out, and I am going to reach forward, and I'm going to stretch forward. He says, I'm going to press. And press is not like you're pressing an elevator button, but press is like I'm going to strain. And sometimes you do it with tears in your eyes. Sometimes you do it with some anxiety, but you still do it. You use every bit of power and might that you have to press forward for that mark, for that thing that God has left you here for. So he called your husband, but he left you here. And he left you here because there's something he wants you to do. So he wants you to reach for that thing that's really hard. So you may have made some significant achievements in your past, whether it's academic, professional. You may have done a great job raising your children, but that's in the past. Let's look forward and say, what is it that God still has for me to do? And that's what you want to reach forward to. And so, therefore, you should ask yourself on a regular basis, am I accomplishing the goals the Lord has given me? Can I stand before him with a heart free of condemnation, knowing that I gave my very best effort, my best work, and my faith to achieve his will? Can you say, what, if any, changes do I need to make in my life right now? Do I need to make in my schedule, in my commitment, or in my financial resources to do what the Lord has told me to do? Or am I just still sitting around sobbing and won't accept the changes that God has placed in my life? So although Paul had not accomplished a great deal in his ministry, just like sometimes it may be things that we haven't done, he knew that he hadn't done everything he was supposed to do. So you need to rejoice over all that God has already done in your life. You must still focus on what you haven't seen yet planned for you. I promise you, there are many, many wonderful things that still lie ahead. No matter what today looks like, we want you to keep reaching for what he has for you. Thinking of past victories will encourage you and remind you of God's faithfulness. But eventually you have to leave the past behind and turn your eyes to the present and the future. You can't go forward while constantly looking backward. So I want you to be encouraged that you do that. So this is something that you can confess. This is something that you can hold on to this week, between this week and the next time you return to our radio show on next Tuesday evening. You can say, I boldly confess that I am focused. I can concentrate, and I'm determined to run my race. God has called me and anointed me. Therefore, I can do exactly what he has asked me to do. I have no excuse for failure or any reason to slow down or quit. For God's spirit is in me, is ready to empower me, is ready to run this race all the way to the finish. Doing it halfway will never do. So I am committed to seeing this all the way through. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Isn't that a wonderful affirmation that you're going to say, I am going to reach forward. I'm going to allow the things in my past to be in my past. I can remember them. And I can remember and appreciate some of the things in my past, but God still has me here for a reason. And I am going to stretch out my hand, and I'm going to reach forth to the next chapter in my life. And so that concludes the inspirational word I have for you for this evening. And the final thing on my list of things to share with you this evening is to remind you that whenever you have any financial concerns between Mary or myself, we are willing to assist you, whether it's banking or taxes or insurances. It's the end of the year, so as we look forward to a new year, we just want to encourage you to take a look at, you know, your papers, your documents, take a look at your bank account, and do a review of them. Your husband may have been used to doing that in the past, but you might want to say, just like one of our writers say, I was forced to have to do it now. So certainly put your affairs in order. Make sure you have your will. Make sure everything is in place so that when God calls you home and it's your turn to transition and depart this earth, those that you love so dearly can follow up behind you and have life not so difficult. So that's all I have for you this evening. As always, we want to let you know that the next chapter of Widows Ministry loves you. We're certain that Mary will be back on next week to continue showing you her love towards you. We want you to actually pray for her that she does well, she feels better, and as we approach the Christmas season, that her and her family grows in the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you so much. We want you to have a good night, and don't forget to go exercise and walk away those pounds. Good night.
for grace, for I need somebody to prophesy with your body language and say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy.